Yeah, apart from remedial massage, we also have pregnancy massage, sports massage, focus on like sports injury, like stretching, Thai stretching massage, and even for the commercial clients, like some corporate chair massage and event massage, like sports events. We are even thinking that we can work with clinics. So if some clinic, they want to expand to mobile service, be talking to some clinic to expand that part. So then the clients, maybe if they don't have space at home to set up a mobile massage table, maybe they can go to the clinic, or even the franchisee, they can set up their own studio as well. So there are actually like three forms. We can come to you, you can come to the studio, or you can go to a clinic.
Joining us today is our newest divisional franchisor, and that's Dewan, and you're from Jim's Remedial Massage, which will be the newest Jim's division coming out in March. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the division itself and how you come about to start that one?
Okay, so Jim's Group is really well known for their home service that we bring to people, like mowing, the most successful mowing that Jim created himself. And then also cleaning and dog washer getting really popular as well. So my idea is like, we have more than 50 divisions in Jim's Group already. So what about we are going to try the health industry, you know? Because to me, it's going to benefit not only the clients, also the franchisees as well. I think it's a win-win situation. Like, we can bring more convenience for, because I started Jim's Laundry. That's how I come across to Jim's. So I started to know that there are a lot of NDIS people, vulnerable people, like aged care people. It's really hard for them to drive so far to get to have a massage, or even like the recent beauty division. People are just busy, you know, and people are, especially those vulnerable people, it's hard for them to drive. So it's better that we go to serve them in their own place. Maybe they feel more comfortable at their own home. And yeah, that's my idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jim's Remedial Massage is born. So we're starting in March. So people are watching this, you'll be live. So do you want to talk about the services that are on offer from the division? Because I've had a look at the website, and we'll have the website URL for people to look at. But there's a lot of stuff that's available, isn't there?
Yeah, apart from remedial massage, we also have pregnancy massage. Yeah, and sports massage, focus on like a sports injury and like stretching, Thai stretching massage, and even for the commercial clients, like some corporate chair massage and event massage, like sports events. Because when I was doing the research for the markets, there are actually some other companies, they are working with the rugby players, sports players. They go to their game or something, help them after the match if they have injuries or they need to relax. That's it. And also NDIS and the aged care massage. I think we have a lot. You're welcome to browse our new website.
Yeah, there is a lot. I had a look before. It's a good looking website too. So if people are interested in what you can do, have a look at that. And I was going to say as well, the NDIS aspect, let's just touch on that. Obviously, you're a franchisee and you saw the need with it as well. How does that work with plan managers and all that sort of stuff, or how can they contact you? Does the person via the NDIS directly contact you, or how that all work in?
Oh, because the NDIS are managed in three ways. So they have self-managed or plan-managed, or the NDIA is the NDIS agency they manage. So if the client, they are self-managed and plan-managed, as the franchisee, we just have to send our invoice directly to the client or to the plan company, and it's easy to sort out. And then with the NDIA management, a franchisees or we as the franchisor, we have to register as the NDIS provider so that we can help the franchisees to generate, to send the invoice to the NDIA for the payments, stuff like that. Yeah. So, So actually I'm in some NDIS groups already, like provider groups. So I'm thinking to, as soon as we launch, I'll start to approach to them, because their clients, also the providers, they are having a lot of different kind of questions and looking for right people to help them as well. So I might start to do the marketing from there.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's a good one, because with Jim's, there's obviously the trusted name. So the plan managers don't have to go, oh, who's this? They're not too sure about it. They understand. who Jim's is and what we're about. And I was going to say, Duane, as well, as a franchisee, so how long were you a franchisee for in laundry?
For nearly 2 years now.
And what did you like about it? Or what do you like about it?
I think as a gym's franchisee, you have more flexibility. Like work and life balance is much better than what I used to work, because I used to have another reason is because I used to have the massage shops in the past that I found it hard to manage and high costs, like for the rents, and you have to look for people to work for you as well. So it didn't work out. I had the business for quite a long time, so I know the industry. So when I come across to gyms, I think use a gym's model actually with a mobile massage service. Actually, it's like better cost efficient way to run the business instead of paying like thousands of dollars a month to the rent, and you just pay a low flat rate for your monthly fee, which is really good. If you're thinking to start your own business in remedial massage, I think it's better joining the franchise than opening your own shop. That's why a lot of retail shops, they can't survive nowadays, because the rent has gone up so much. And also being a boss and having a shop, you always have to worry about hiring people. But if you are a franchisee and you're qualified, you just work for yourself. Instead of your boss taking 50% of commission from you, you make 100% of the profits. You just have to pay the monthly fee and the lead fee, which is for laundry, it's about 700 or 800 a month. So it's much, much lower than paying for rent and paying for staff and everything, like it's electricity bills and advertising by yourself, because all your monthly fees cover those marketing side as well. So I think it's really, really good to join the franchise.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it's great to hear because your experience, because if someone's investing with you, they're investing with someone who's been there and done it before as well. You know both worlds. Yeah. You know that retail shop side, and you also know the mobile side of it. So it sounds like it's such a great offering as well. Now, what type of person are you looking to become a franchisee in remedial massage? What qualities should they have? What qualifications? Who can join your division? If they see this and go, I want to join, what should they know about becoming a franchisee?
If you haven't got any experience or haven't studied anything related to remedial massage, I recommend that you have to study a certificate for in it's a diploma, but you start with the certificate for, and then it's in massage, and then diploma for remedial massage. So it's all up 1.5 year, so you can get your qualification. But if you are already experienced in massage and you're looking for getting the certificate, there are actually some institutions that can help you to transfer your work credits into the study, the academic credits. So they can help you to get the qualification as a remedial massage therapist faster, in 6 to 8 weeks. So if you hold any qualification higher than that, let's say if you're a myotherapist or you're a physiotherapist, or if you're a chiropractor, you're higher than the remedial level, because the remedial level is kind of the second level, but we require remedial level to become a franchisee. So if you're higher than the remedial level, you're more than welcome to join Jim's franchise. Yeah, because we're thinking in the future for the division, we might be able to add a physiotherapy, chiropractor, or related, even Chinese herbal medicine. So I'm hoping to expand like more holistic health service to bring to the clients.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to get asked for all that sort of stuff as well. Can you do this and can you do that? So that's a really good one. It's all good about your dog. It's no problem. What type of dog do you have?
I have two poodles.
They're two poodles. Noisy. Well, I've got two shih tzus and they're the same. So yeah. But I was going to say, that sounds like it's a really good opportunity for someone to start, and obviously the division expansion, and you're going to get asked for a lot of these services as well. So it's a no-brainer that you're going to do these. Now, what sort of qualities should a franchisee have beyond the qualifications itself? What qualities should they, what do you expect from them from a characteristic? What makes a successful franchisee from your perspective?
Oh, I think the first thing is being reliable. Yeah, because if you receive a lead and you don't reply, you don't contact the client straight away, you're going to lose business and you're going to leave bad name for gyms. So I think you have to be reliable, hardworking kind of. Yeah, responsible actually. Yeah, and sense of humor, good communicator. Because sometimes like HR people, NDIS people, they need more care from people, from us. It's not about, of course, the first thing is to do your job well. You can't just, like, people pay you and you can't just, like, or talk to them and then expect that you get paid that amount of money, right? So you have to, first thing is you have to provide a good service. And then second thing is, like, build up a good relationship with the client so they can trust you more, and then you can turn the one-off job maybe into a regular client.
Absolutely. You got to have good rapport with people, for sure. And that's a common thing amongst all the divisions. Doesn't matter what the service is, having a good rapport with people is probably 90% of the battle in terms of doing well. Now, I was going to say as well, if someone wants to become a franchisee, what do they get? So they go, right, I want to join Jim's Remedial Massage. Can you run through what they get? So they go, I want to start. What are you providing? What's the training like? Uniforms, all that sort of stuff. Can you talk through that?
We'll provide training with Jim's Group in our center, in our Foothill Center in Melbourne, 3 days generics training. So in that training, you will learn how to run a business if you're not familiar, if you haven't done your own business before. So we will go through, like, how to do your tags and how to do marketing. And of course, as a gym's franchisee, we're going to tell you what's the value, how do you treat customer, right? A lot of stuff. And then for the professional training, because now we require the franchisee to be qualified in massage, right? So I assume that they already know how to do the job. If they don't, we will then refer you to the institution to get your qualification first. So there's not actually like enrolled training. We'll see how we go. Now, if we started to have experienced franchisee to join in, and the first one will become the trainer in your own city. And then as we have more people, we have more, we would then find out more problems or questions that we're facing, and we will sort out later. And then what we provide, okay, so we will provide uniforms for summer time to wear, and also some jackets for winter to wear, and also some towels that you're going to go to client's place and use the towel provide for the clients. The car signage. We'll do your car signage for you. So
that's a big one. And I think that's a big one for this division. Sorry to interrupt you, but I was going to say that's a big one for this division, because I can already see when this drives around, people are going, Jim, I didn't know Jim's did that. So it'll be a real head turner, this one. So it's really important, that part.
Yeah, the car signage. And also, what else? The flyers will provide you, business cards, flyers. Also, the IT support is very important, like your email setup, your gym's job, gym's online. So you make sure that you receive leads on time, and teach you how to turn on your leads, turn off your leads, and expand the area if you want to serve broader area, or if you want to narrow down when you get busier. So it's just tailor for yourself to suit your schedule. Because some people, we are even thinking that we can work with the clinics. So if some clinic, they want to expand to mobile service, we probably will be talking to some clinics to expand that part. So then the clients, maybe they, if they don't have space at home to set up a mobile massage table, portable massage table, maybe they can go to the clinic, or even the franchisee, they can set up their own studio as well. So there are actually like three forms. We can come to you, you can come to the studio, or you can go to a clinic. So which is like, you can find a way that suits you.
Yeah. And support from yourself. Well, you're their main support.
Oh, yeah. Of course, anytime. You have a question, just call me, text me, email me, or just find me on, find us. Actually, we have our own Instagram and Facebook and YouTube channel now. So do you reckon that we should have a TikTok?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, post everything for sure. But I was going to say, yeah, so just to summarize for people, when you start up with Duane, you get, obviously, you get the signage, you get all the uniforms, all the startup kit. You get, obviously, the territory as well. You get the training, which is great, at Jim's Group National, which is on YouTube, and also support from Duane. And you guys as franchisors are always there to support franchisees, and that's one of the biggest aspects in Jim's, as you would know yourself from being a franchisee. And look where you've come. You've come in a year and a half to 2 years from doing a franchisee to being starting your own division. So it's quite remarkable, and it's great that people can get in as a franchisee and progress. Yeah, that's great. So I was going to say as well, With the division itself, where are you looking for franchisees to start? Are you looking in a particular state, or do you want them from everywhere over the country, or where are you looking to start launching this division first?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere, okay.
Yeah, I think maybe Melbourne, of course. Like, it's Jim's headquarters in Melbourne, so I think that we predict that will be more people hear from us first. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. I'm in Brisbane, so I think all the big cities, the capital cities of each state, will start first. But who knows?
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know, if you think about
I
just
think
having
people
it,
need massage everywhere.
they do every single day. I'm sure people will always go, "I wish I could get a massage today. I really need one of those." It's the one service that people sort of always want to say they need, and they always put it off. But I think having the ability for you to go to their home, it just makes it a lot easier than having to go elsewhere.
Yeah, because apart from NDIS and aged care, there are actually other type of clients that need our service and covered by insurance, like car
Oh,
accident.
okay.
Yeah, car accident. Those
Yep,
TPD,
yep.
the
Something like that. I know, yep.
third party insurance company that will cover if you have a car accident. Yeah, you need rehab. So another type of insurance that will cover Medicare. You have. I think everyone are entitled of 5 times of physiotherapy each year. And physio, they often work with myotherapy or remedial massage. So there's another chance that if you already work in a clinic and you know physios, and you can start to work with them as well to try to get some clients. Because it's good to have insurance cover, you know, and some people, they might not know that they're entitled of these claims. So it's we can explore the market later better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it sounds like it's an exciting thing, and there's a lot of different services that you guys will be able to do in this division. And I think what you said at the start's really good. Like, if you're doing a salon or you're thinking about doing your own thing, as you said, there's so many overheads with doing a shop-based one compared to doing this. And plus, you know, the brand, instant brand recognition as well. I just think with gyms, it will just cut through a lot, as you will know from your previous experience, especially with IM managers and NDIS. I just think having that extra trust with the name there definitely helps.
Just imagine if you're working for somebody, let's say if you have done 5 clients a day, maybe with working in a clinic, maybe you're making $250 a day. And if you're working by your own, like with gyms, you're probably making 500 a day. So you double up your income straight away. Yeah, so it's a really good opportunity from what I see. And also you can make the schedule suit your schedule, so you can have your own time to run other errands if you need. Instead of working for someone, you have to stay in the same shop whole day, maybe 8 hours or 10 hours a day. So
You're
give you
exactly
quality of
right.
life. So you can treat yourself and your family better. That's the most
Absolutely.
important thing.
Absolutely. You're moving around, you're outside for sure, as opposed to just stuck in the shop under
You're
lights.
actually doing the same job, but you have more free time.
Absolutely. And how did you make your lifestyle work with your franchise? What did you work around when you were a franchisee? How did you make, when you say lifestyle, what was that to you? Does that mean spend more time with your dogs, or what did you do with
Yeah,
your lifestyle?
exactly. Yeah, because doing laundry is like most of the time we work from home, or it's very easy because the client they can leave their laundry outside and we just pick a time to pick up. So can be after dropping off the kids to childcare, and then we can go to client pick up. And then if the client said, "Oh, we are not urgent," and you can return on a Friday, so you can choose whichever time that suits you to do it. So we have franchisee like her working time. She's my friend. I brought her in the laundry, so she only has like from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. she can work this window, because after 2 p.m. she has go to pick up kids, and then after picking up kids and have to take them to after class or something, you know, and spend time with kids and dinner and put them to sleep. That's 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. And then she can work from 10 p.m. for some ironing clients, stuff like that. So she can work around her own stuff.
Yeah. And it's a great point, because in relation to obviously yours, when you have that flexibility of not having a shop, you can obviously work around your family, which I think is really, really important and a good part of the gym system as well. And I was going to say, do you want to explain to people real quickly? We do have a thing in gyms called the income guarantee or the pay for work
Oh, yeah.
guarantee. Can you explain to people who might not be familiar about that and how that works?
So the pay for work guarantee is we guarantee that you have covered your income for 1,100 a week, even that when you first starts and you don't have enough clients to make that $1,100. Let's say if you make 600 or 800, and then we will make up the difference for you. That's called the income guarantee. But of course, not like we are giving it for free. You have to promote it. You have to prove to us that, oh, you have done your part of trying to get some clients, or you have done some free service for friends or the people that you get from advertising on internet. So let people to try our service and later try to turn them into a real customer. Yeah, so that's how it works.
It's a good way to point it out, yeah, because a lot of people advertise income guarantee and think it's just free money, but it's, as you said, it's there to help you build your business through those activities and promote the services in the area, and we'll top you up to that amount. Now, I've got to ask this question because I'm sure I'm going to get asked from franchisees, from gyms, franchisors as well. Is there some sort of gyms franchisee deal for the launch of the division? I want to know, is there some sort of deal for gyms franchisees, or what's, because I know when we release this, we're going to get asked about it. So is there some sort of offer or something like that for franchisees?
I think so. I haven't talked to Jim about it, but we're thinking to do the first 10 franchisees to give it for free.
Okay.
Nationwide.
Wow.
So, yeah, you just have to pay the cost.
Startup pack, yeah.
Yeah, the startup pack, like for the training. You
and
cover
training.
The cost, yeah.
What about the services themselves, though? Because I know when we put this live, we're going to get asked about this from franchise. What about the actual services? There's some sort of like introduction special for franchisees or something, like in terms of customer work, I mean. Because a lot of our franchisees have got sore bodies. They're out in the field all the day in some of the divisions. They will probably want to massage. So I'm going to get asked about it. So I just need is there some sort of offering or something for them? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, we have to be fair to the franchisees who's working, right? So we cannot let them work for nothing. Maybe, like, something over 50% of the market price. And, like, so make sure that they make more than they're working in the clinic for somebody else. And
put you on
the
spot.
Time, and we will, at the same time, we'll make sure our clients, our franchisees, gym, and they get a big discount as well. So maybe... 60 to 80%. Let's say it's 20 to 40% off market price for massage, for mobile massage service from gym's franchisees.
There we go. They should be all clamoring at the bit. They're all working all day in the field. They need a massage. So why not? I'm going to get asked about this one. So I had to make sure we'll promote it when we get that offer as well. I reckon it's going to get taken up. I reckon it's going to be fantastic. We just need franchisees on to do all the work leads, but a lot of them can use it. I think every single person can use a massage. It's the one service I think universally everyone can use and can need. Seriously, it's think about all the gym services we have. Some people might not have a garden, might not need the cleaning, but I think every single person, old or young, says they want a massage, or they walk past a massage shop and go, geez, I could sneak in for one right now. So it's the one service that I think is universal for everyone in gyms.
Yes, exactly. And I remember last year when I was browsing gym's official Instagram, like somebody was asking, or the account was posting, what other division you think gym should be open? Somebody mentioned the massage.
They did too. Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah, they did too.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you got in there first though. They didn't start up. You started it up. So
maybe they don't have experience.
No. They might see it and go, geez, that was my idea. So we'll see if someone pipes up and says that. But Tuan, we want to do this because you're based in Brisbane. Obviously, we're in Melbourne. And we don't have the time to do an official launch video with yet. This is our launch video. So we're going to cut this up. But if people are interested in becoming a franchisee, what do they need to do, Tuan? What's the website address they can inquire on?
Website's easy. It's just www.gymsremedialmassage.com.au. So it's really easy to remember.
Good looking website. Yeah, it's a good looking website, that one. You've done well. It's a lot of good services.
Thank you for the Gyms Infotech.
I did a good job, the boys. That's our new website template we're using. So you've done well by picking that one. But that's going to be great. gymsremedialmassage.com.au for the website. Call 131-546 for people. And if you are interested, as Duane's outlined, it's so much a no-brainer from going a site-based option as well. And we're looking forward to seeing this division. I think it's going to be quite a big success.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks,
Duane. Thank you very much. We hope so. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Gyms Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Gyms Group, head to gyms.net or call us on 131-546 Australia or 0800-454-654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.